Yeah, roger that. Well, I've done that with a couple other radios, so that's not a big deal. It's just, with the Anytone, you have to have the exact firmware. And like you said, with the Motorola, a window pops up and says, nope, we're not going to do it. It doesn't work. So, and the copy and paste, that's kind of the way I was doing it, because I would take that plug, that original plug that was on the website, and started making, you know, when I opened it up, started making zones, and then I saved it, and it was mine. You know, it had what I call my repeaters, and it had, you know, the CMN networks and different things that I divided up and cut and paste how I wanted. So, yes, I agree. Code plugs can be pretty tricky, I guess. I'm learning that now. So, well, I appreciate your time in regard to that. So I'll start plugging away at it. I do have, you know, I have the code plug pulled up on one screen for the DM32 with all the frequencies, all the presets and everything, and I'm just kind of typing it all into the Anytone program. So it's just, you know, what do you do on a rainy afternoon, right? KFA FGS, back to you, Wally.